MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 8, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Lynn School Bus to attend AI Symposium. Big lottery winners on the North Shore. And a new safety program in Newburyport. Sunny today, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:57 p.m. Emily Rosenberg is reporting on itemlive.com that Lynn Superintendent of Schools Dr. Yvonne Alvarez will join the conversation about artificial intelligence in education next week when she heads to Denver for the three-day 2024 Magnet Schools of America Summer Symposium. Dr. Alvarez was asked to participate in a panel titled How Education Leaders Are Thinking About AI with Colorado Springs District 11 Superintendent Michael Gale and Aurora Public Schools Superintendent Michael Giles, Jr. WFXT-TV is reporting that there were two separate million-dollar lottery winners within days of each other on the North Shore. The first million-dollar winning ticket was claimed on July 1. Federico Sampaio of Peabody was the winner of the fourth and final $1 million prize in the Double Your Money instant ticket game. And Nancy Diamond of Salem won big on the lottery's million-dollar stacks of cash, $5 instant ticket game. She claimed her money on July 3. On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon introduced firefighter Connor Clancy, who explained a brand-new Community Connect online program available to residents.
All right, so we're back on the Mayor's Corner. We're still at Page headquarters here on Greenleaf Street, and I'm with Connor Clancy, one of our finest Newburyport firefighters, and he's here today to talk about First Do, okay? So this was a software program that we bought a couple years ago, but now they're really using it to a lot of its capabilities. So I'm going to pass it over to Connor, let it talk about. Now, we've been really busy lately, too, the fire department. We've had some really significant fires, a terrible fire on Broad Street. We had a shed fire on Ferry Road. They've been incredibly busy, and it's the time of year, right? It's getting hotter out. We're going to see more fires, and First Do is really impactful to the fire department. And I just wanted to, Connor, to tell you a little bit about it.
Thank you very much, Mayor. The fire department has slowly been incorporating this new computer program over the last 2 years. It's really our first computer upgrade in about 25 years. It's an all-encompassing program that covers everything from asset management, inspection, incident documentation, and two of the biggest pillars of why we wanted to go with this program was the ability to have a Community Connect program so that we can reach out and get feedback from the community, which we're very excited to launch, is today, Friday, after a long, extensive setup period. It's an online portal where the community members can go in, log in for 100% free, and give us the type of information that's really critical to us in a time of an emergency. Contact information for the people at home, how many people we would expect to be at home. Are there functional needs that as we arrive on scene that we should be aware of ahead of time, whether it be physical or mental disabilities? These are all things that we can have at the tips of our fingers as we arrive on scene. We have the laptops and the computers now, and any resident that wants to will be able to log into this program, create their own profile, 100% secure profile that's only accessible to us, the fire department. And all that information is going to be readily available to us as we arrive on scene and hopefully better assist the community at large. One last thing that's really great about it is that our two closest mutual aid partners, Amesbury Fire Department and Salisbury Fire Department, also have this program. And they now have the ability for us to all share on this so that if we ever have to respond to neighboring communities, as we do a lot, as we did last week, when Salisbury and Amesbury came to us for that Broad Street fire, they now have the same information that we do since we all share the same program. So that really gives them a leg up as they are arriving on scene, that they have the same information. Building construction, it's all tied into the assessor's office. Hydrant location, very, very huge for us. A mapping system, a brand new mapping system that's all set up. Our old maps have gone out the window now. Now we have these new GPS maps that show exactly where each unit is as they follow along right on scene. So it's a big change for us. We're very excited about it. We're excited to launch Community Connect, and we're hoping to get as many people signed up as we possibly can.
That's Newburyport firefighter Connor Clancy. Matt Petrie of the Newburyport Daily News is reporting that as part of an effort to ensure equitable internet access throughout the city, Amesbury officials were awarded funding courtesy of the state's Broadband Infrastructure Gap Networks grant program. Amesbury and 25 other communities will receive a yet-to-be-specified portion of a $37 million grant awarded by the Healy-Driscoll administration through the program. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga is looking for more volunteers to serve on the Clean City Commission.
Sure. So the last Clean City Commission meeting took place, I believe it was January 2020. But we know it happened a few weeks later in 2020. And they have not met since. When I came to office, I think it was maybe one person who was still had an active appointment. And I tried for the 2.5 years I've been here to fill the commission, or at least get a quorum. And we did achieve that. Finally, we have 4 members. It's a 7-member panel. So we have 4 members officially appointed, which gives them a quorum so they can meet. And they met last night for the first time, and I joined them at that. So, you know, that's everything from organizing cleanups to making recommendations for changes to ordinances, things about cigarette butts and things. We talked about what they can do, and I've asked them to take a look at the ordinance and see if it needs any updating to what makes sense for today, because the ordinance dates back to the mid-90s. But again, we're still looking for 2 to 3 members to join that. If anybody's interested, they could reach out to my office, mayor@gloucester-ma.gov or 281-978-281-9700.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Red Sox are off today after beating the Yankees yesterday 3-0. They return for a homestand at Fenway starting on Tuesday. The 116th Mass-Am Golf Championship tees off today in Framingham. And Peabody High School junior Brooke Lemazny, a multi-sport athlete, is the Salem News Girls Lacrosse Player of the Year. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.